I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations is voting on a resolution critical of human rights abuses in North Korea. Among those abuses is religious persecution targeting Christians and those involved in Christian work. It's timely, says Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton.
10 college students in one of the northern provinces of North Korea have been arrested by the National Security Agency. They apparently were caught reading the Bible and watching a Christian DVD. Because of that, they were all taken into custody. Their situation is very grim.
Nettleton urges prayer. Next, a new children's book tells the story of microfinance and how one young Ghanaian used it to transform his community. That man's now part of the Ministry of Opportunity International. The book author, Katie Smith Milway, says kids understand the concept of microfinance. In addition to the book One Hen, Opportunity International has an interactive website, onehen.org, where kids can be part of a virtual market.
Kids can actually invest the beads they earn in entrepreneurs who are depicted in this virtual market, see their stories progress as they are financed, and then for every bead a child gives online, it's going to trigger a small donation.
In doing so, they begin to share the hope of Christ. And Purpose-Driven Ministries' work in Rwanda has now been extended to law enforcement. Pastor Rick Warren, along with four police experts from Saddleback, spent some time earlier this month training 50 Rwandan police officers in Kigali on utilizing the ministry's peace plan in their jobs. The plan itself is a massive mobilization of Christians into an outreach effort that uses the gospel to attack spiritual emptiness, corrupt leadership, poverty, disease, and illiteracy. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.